Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
My dear friends, today I want to talk to you about something that is so important, something that can change the way you see your life and your challenges. I want to tell you to rest assured because God will do the impossible for you. Yes, you heard me right. God will do the impossible for you. Now, I know that life can be hard. I know that sometimes it feels like everything is against you. You might feel like you're at the end of your rope, like there's no way out of the situation you're in. Maybe you've tried everything, and nothing seems to work. Maybe you're facing problems that seem too big to solve. Problems in your health, your finances, your relationships, or your job. You might be feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, and even hopeless. But let me tell you something. My friends, God sees you. He knows what you're going through. He knows every tear you've cried, every sleepless night you've had, and every worry that weighs on your heart. And He is not distant. He is not far away. He is right there with you, even in the midst of your pain and confusion. God is a God of the impossible. When everything seems dark and hopeless, when you've reached the end of your strength, that's when God steps in. That's when He shows His power. He takes what seems impossible and makes it possible. He takes what seems dead and brings it back to life. He takes your brokenness and turns it into something beautiful. You see, the impossible is not impossible for God. What seems like a mountain to you is nothing more than a pebble to Him. What seems like a closed door is just a gateway to something greater that He has in store for you. And I want you to believe that with all your heart. I want you to hold on to that truth, because that's where your hope lies. I know it's not always easy to trust, especially when everything around you seems to be falling apart. But I want to encourage you today to rest in God's promises. Rest in the knowledge that He loves you and that He is for you. He is not against you, my friends. He is for you, and He is working on your behalf, even when you can't see it. Sometimes, God allows us to face impossible situations so that we can see His power at work in our lives. It's in those moments of weakness and helplessness that His strength shines the brightest. When you've done all you can do, when you've exhausted every option, that's when God steps in and shows you what He can do. And let me tell you, what He can do is far beyond anything you could ever imagine. So don't give up. Don't lose hope. Don't let fear or doubt take root in your heart. Instead, let your heart be filled with faith. Faith that God is bigger than your problems. Faith that He is more powerful than your fears. Faith that He will do the impossible for you. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, but how? How is God going to do the impossible for me? I can't see a way out, and that's okay. You don't have to see the way out. You don't have to understand how it's going to happen. All you need to do is trust. Trust that God has a plan. Even if you don't know what it is yet, trust that He is in control, even when everything seems out of control. Trust that He is working behind the scenes, even when you can't see it. My dear friends, I want you to rest in God's peace today. I want you to let go of the stress, the anxiety, the fear, and the doubt. I want you to lay all of that at God's feet and rest in His love, rest in His promise that He will do the impossible for you. And as you rest in Him, watch how He moves in your life. Watch how He turns things around. Watch how He does what only He can do. Remember, God is not limited by your circumstances. He is not limited by what you see. He is the God of the impossible, and He will make a way where there seems to be no way. So hold on to that truth. Hold on to His promises, and rest assured, God will do the impossible for you. My dear friends, we discussed how God is the God of the impossible, how He can take what seems hopeless and turn it into something miraculous. Today, I want to go even deeper into this truth, and I want to speak directly to your heart, to those places where doubt and fear might be hiding. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt like giving up? Like the weight of your problems is just too much to bear? Maybe you've prayed and prayed, but nothing seems to change. Maybe you've been waiting for a miracle, but it feels like it's never gonna happen. If that's you, I want you to know that you're not alone. We all have moments when we feel like we're at the end of our...
At Ritual, Mother's Day is kind of a big deal, and we're celebrating accordingly. Find your ritual. If mom needs a bit of stress relief, digestive support, or is looking to support glowy, smooth skin, do it today with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast for 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A rope, when it feels like the darkness is closing in and the light is just too far away. But I want to encourage you today, my friends. I want to tell you that, even in those moments, God is still working. Even when it feels like nothing is happening, God is still moving behind the scenes. He is arranging things in your favor, setting the stage for something amazing. Something that only He can do. And sometimes He allows us to wait because He is preparing us for something greater. Sometimes the delay is not a denial. It's just a part of the process. It's God's way of building our faith, of teaching us to trust Him completely, even when we can't see the whole picture. I know waiting is hard. It's hard to hold on when you don't see any progress. It's hard to keep believing when everything seems to be going wrong. But let me tell you this, your waiting is not in vain. God is not ignoring you. He is not punishing you. He is preparing you for something far beyond your imagination. And when the time is right, He will step in and do the impossible for you. Imagine this. You're standing in front of a locked door, and you've been knocking for so long that your hands are sore. You've tried every key you can find, but nothing seems to work. You're about to walk away, to give up and accept that the door will never open. But just as you turn to leave, the door swings open on its own. That's what it's like when God steps in. He opens doors that you couldn't open on your own. He makes a way where there seemed to be no way. And when He does, you realize that all the waiting, all the praying, all the trusting was worth it. But here's the thing, my friends. You can't give up before the door opens. You can't walk away just because it's hard. You have to keep knocking. Keep believing. Keep trusting that God will do the impossible. And you have to rest assured that His timing is perfect. That He knows exactly what He's doing. And that He will come through for you. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, but I've been waiting for so long. How much longer do I have to wait? And that's a valid question. It's a question we all ask at some point. But the truth is, none of us know exactly when our breakthrough will come. What we do know is that God is faithful. He has never failed. And He will not fail you. I want you to think about this. What if your breakthrough is just around the corner? What if the miracle you've been praying for is just one more prayer away? What if the impossible thing you've been waiting for is about to happen? Wouldn't you want to keep holding on? Keep believing? Keep trusting? Of course you would. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to hold on to your faith like never before. I want you to keep your eyes on God, to keep trusting in His promises, to keep believing that He is working, even when you can't see it. My dear friends, the road to the impossible is not always easy. It's filled with challenges, with moments of doubt, with times when you feel like giving up. But it's also a road filled with hope, with faith, and with the assurance that God is with you every step of the way. He has not forgotten you, and He never will. He is right there with you, guiding you, strengthening you, and preparing you for the moment when He will do the impossible in your life. My dear friends, I want to take a moment to really dig deep into what it means to rest, assured that God will do the impossible for you. We've talked about the challenges, the waiting, and the faith it takes to trust in God's timing. But today, I want to talk about something even more personal, something that touches the core of who we are, our fears and doubts. You see, when we face situations that seem impossible, it's natural to feel fear. It's natural to doubt. It's natural to wonder if things will ever change. We all have those moments when we question whether God is really going to come through for us. We wonder if maybe we're asking for too much. If maybe our situation is just too complicated, too messy, too broken for even God to fix. But let me tell you something, my friends. God is not afraid of your doubts. He is not intimidated by your fears. He understands what you're going through, and He knows exactly how you feel. He knows the thoughts that keep you up at night, the worries that weigh on your heart, and the fears that you don't even dare to speak out loud. And here's the good news. God's ability to do the impossible is not limited by your doubts or your fears. He is greater than your greatest worry. He is stronger than your deepest fear. And even when you feel like your faith is small, God is still able to move mountains for you. Sometimes we think that we have to have everything together in order for God to work in our lives. We think that we have to be strong, that we have to have unshakable faith, that we can't let our doubts or fears show. But the truth is, God meets us right where we are. He meets us in our weakness, in our brokenness, in our moments of doubt. And it's in those very moments that He shows us just how powerful He is. Think about this for a moment. If you never faced a situation that seemed impossible, how would you ever know the depth of God's power? If you never had doubts, how would you ever experience the fullness of God's faithfulness? It's in the very areas of our lives where we feel the weakest, the most afraid, the most uncertain, that God steps in and shows us just how mighty He is. So, my friends, don't be afraid to bring your doubts and fears to God. Don't be afraid to admit that you don't have all the answers, that you don't know how things are going to work out. God is not looking for perfect people. He is looking for people who are willing to trust Him, even when it's hard, even when it doesn't make sense, even when everything inside of you is screaming to give up. You see, trust is not about having all the answers. It's not about being strong all the time. Trust is about leaning on God, even when you don't understand. It's about saying, God, I don't know how this is going to work out, but I'm choosing to believe that You do. I'm choosing to believe that You are still in control, that You are still in control, that You are still able to do the impossible. And let me tell you, my friends, when you make that choice, when you choose to trust God in the midst of your doubts and fears, something powerful happens. You start to see things differently. You start to see your situation not as an obstacle, but as an opportunity for God to show His power. You start to see your doubts not as a sign of weakness, but as a chance to experience God's strength. You start to see your fears, not as something to be ashamed of, but as a place where God's perfect love can cast them out. So, what does this mean for you today? It means that you don't have to be perfect to see God do the impossible in your life. You don't have to have it all together. You just have to be willing to trust Him. Even in the midst of your doubts and fears, you just have to be willing to say, God, I'm scared, but I'm choosing to trust you anyway. I don't know how this is going to work out, but I believe that you do. And when you make that choice, my friends, when you choose to trust God, even in the face of the impossible, that's when you open the door for Him to work in ways you never imagined. That's when you make room for Him to do what only He can do. My dear friends, let's take a moment to reflect on the incredible truth we've been exploring, that God will do the impossible for you. This is not just a nice idea. It's a reality that can transform your life if you truly believe it. Today, I want to encourage you to hold on to this truth with everything you have, especially when you face situations that seem insurmountable. You see, we live in a world where it's easy to get discouraged. We're constantly bombarded with messages that tell us we're not enough, that our problems are too big, that our dreams are out of reach. But I'm here to remind you that those messages are not the truth. The truth is that you serve a God who specializes in doing the impossible. The truth is that nothing is too hard for Him. The truth is that He is able to do far more than you could ever ask or imagine. Let's look at some encouraging verses that speak directly to this truth. Luke 1:37. For nothing will be impossible with God. This verse is simple but powerful. It reminds us that with God there are no limits. Whatever seems impossible to you right now, whether it's a broken relationship, a financial crisis, a health issue, or a dream that feels out of reach, remember that nothing is impossible for God. He has the power to turn things around in ways you can't even begin to imagine. Matthew 19:26. But Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." This verse reminds us that while we may face situations that seem impossible from a human perspective, we must remember that we are not relying on human strength. We are relying on God, and with Him all things are possible. When you feel overwhelmed, when you feel like there's no way out, remember that God is not limited by the same constraints we are. He can make a way where there seems to be no way. Jeremiah 32:27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? This verse is a powerful reminder of who God is. He is the creator of everything, the one who holds all power in His hands. When you face challenges, it's easy to forget just how powerful God is. But this verse challenges us to remember that nothing is too hard for Him. No problem is too big. No situation is too complex. No obstacle is too great for our God. These verses aren't just words on a page. They are promises from God Himself. They are reminders that no matter what you're facing, God is bigger, stronger, and more powerful. He is able to do the impossible in your life, and He wants you to believe that with all your heart. Now, let's talk about what it means to truly believe that God will do the impossible for you. Believing isn't just about agreeing with the idea in your mind. It's about holding on to it with everything you have, even when circumstances seem to suggest otherwise. It's about choosing to trust God, even when your faith is being tested. You see, when you face impossible situations, it's easy to let doubt creep in. It's easy to start questioning whether God will really come through for you. But I want to encourage you to stand firm in your faith. Remember the verses we just read. Remember that God has promised to do the impossible. And remember that He is faithful to keep His promises. Maybe right now, you're in a place where you feel like giving up. Maybe you've been praying for a miracle, but you haven't seen any changes. Maybe you're starting to wonder if it's even worth hoping for the impossible anymore. If that's where you are today, I want to speak directly to your heart. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. God is still working, even if you can't see it. There are times in life when we have to walk by faith, not by sight. There are times when we have to trust that God is working behind the scenes, even when it feels like nothing is happening. And there are times when we have to remind ourselves of the truth that God is able to do the impossible, even when our circumstances seem hopeless. So, my dear friends, I encourage you to hold on to the promises of God. Keep believing that He will do the impossible for you. Keep trusting that He is working in your life, even in ways you can't see. And keep reminding yourself that nothing is too hard for God. My dear friends, now let's dig even deeper into what it truly means to rest assured that God will do the impossible for you. We've discussed how God's power isn't limited by our doubts, our fears, or even our circumstances. But today, I want to talk about a crucial aspect of seeing God work the impossible in your life. Patience. Patience is not something that comes naturally to most of us. We live in a world where everything happens quickly, where we expect instant results, where waiting feels like a waste of time. But the truth is, God's timing is different from ours. He sees the bigger picture. And sometimes He asks us to wait, not to test us, but to prepare us for the greater blessings He has in store. Our natural response is to want a quick fix. We want God to step in immediately and solve everything. And while God is certainly able to do that, there are times when He chooses to work in ways that require us to wait, to trust, and to be patient. But why does God ask us to wait? Why doesn't He just do the impossible right away? The answer lies in His desire to grow us, to strengthen our faith, and to prepare us for the blessings that are to come. Think about it this way. If God always answered our prayers immediately, we might start to take His power for granted. We might start to think that we're in control, that we can dictate how and when God should work. But when God asks us to wait, it's an opportunity for us to surrender our control, to trust in His perfect timing, and to develop a deeper reliance on Him. Patience is not about passively sitting around, waiting for something to happen. It's about actively trusting God, even when we can't see what He's doing. It's about choosing to believe that He is working behind the scenes, even when there's no visible evidence of change. It's about holding on to His promises, even when the wait feels long and difficult. Now, I know that waiting is hard. I know that it can feel frustrating, discouraging, and even painful at times. But I want to encourage you today to see the waiting, not as a burden, but as a gift. It's in the waiting that God does some of His best work. It's in the waiting that He molds us, shapes us, and prepares us for the greater things He has planned. During these times of waiting, it's important to keep your focus on God, not on the circumstances. It's easy to get caught up in what's not happening, to focus on the lack of progress, to dwell on the prayers that seem unanswered. But when you focus on God, you remind yourself of His faithfulness, His power, and His love for you. And remember this, my friends. God's delays are not denials. Just because you haven't seen the impossible happen yet, doesn't mean it's not going to happen. God's timing is perfect, and when the time is right, He will move in ways that will leave you in awe. I want you to think about the caterpillar for a moment. Before it becomes a butterfly, it has to go through a process. It has to wait in a cocoon, hidden away, seemingly inactive. But inside that cocoon, something incredible is happening. The caterpillar is being transformed, prepared for the moment when it will emerge as a beautiful butterfly. In the same way, when God asks you to wait, He is not inactive. He is working on you, transforming you, preparing you for the moment when He will reveal His glory in your life. The waiting is not wasted time. It's a crucial part of the process. So, what should you do while you wait? First, keep your eyes fixed on God. Don't let the waiting cause you to lose hope or to doubt His goodness. Second, continue to pray and seek His guidance. Just because you're waiting doesn't mean you should stop communicating with God. Keep bringing your needs, your fears, and your hopes to Him in prayer. And third, stay faithful. Trust that God is at work, even when you can't see it. Beloved, I want to leave you with this thought. The impossible is not something that happens overnight. It's something that God brings about in His perfect timing. So be patient, my friends. Trust that God is working, even in the waiting, and rest assured that when the time is right, He will do the impossible for you. Now, let us conclude this message with prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to You with hearts open, trusting in Your power to do the impossible. You are the God who can make a way where there seems to be no way, and we thank You for Your endless love and faithfulness. Lord, we ask for breakthroughs in our lives, whether it's in our relationships, our work, or any situation that feels overwhelming. We trust You to lead us through and bring us to a place of peace and blessing. Father, we pray for Your healing touch. Heal our bodies, minds, and spirits from all pain and sickness. Restore us to full health and fill us with Your strength. We also lift up our financial needs to You, Lord. Provide for us in every way and help us to trust in Your provision. Open doors of opportunity and bless us with the resources we need. Finally, Lord, we ask for Your protection. Keep us and our loved ones safe and surround us with Your peace and comfort. We place all our hopes and needs in Your hands, trusting that You will do the impossible in our lives. Thank You for Your love and care. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join MyLowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Ritual, Mother's Day is kind of a big deal, and we're celebrating accordingly. Find your ritual. If mom needs a bit of stress relief, digestive support, or is looking to support glowy, smooth skin, do it today with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast for 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.